amongst all walks of life. Some that you perceive to be decent assume to see you, cause who they really are inside of who you thought they were. The barber work that was full of skeletons in the closet door. I knew a couple named Steve and Rose that were known as soulmates. Let me start the story off with her. She was an alcoholic, but so was he. Socially they were both popular, so in love it was rare to see him and her not there. Words can't explain a shot that was the morning Steve walked in with his bloodshot eyes, crying like a tether. He been up all night, told us that Rose had overdosed, committed suicide, and the woman that he loved just died. Not Rose, people sitting at the bar froze, made a toast to him and she rest in peace. With his head in his chest, he wept with grief. He got drunk, went to get some sleep, but seconds after he left, rumors started to fly. Someone said, lady, he was sketchy. Steve been seen numerous times with another girl he screwed on the side. Now all of a sudden, she was dead. It seemed a little odd. Mr. Crocodile tears, it was crime, was all a facade. She could drink, was it really a bottle of the pills, the vodka, the cause of the demise? A lot of the guys started calling him a murderer. And I ain't really trying to accuse him, but he was kissing on his new girlfriend at the bar same night of a funeral. That shit's so cold blooded,
but you can't struggling, trying to stay alive. People plotting on your gravesite. So watch out for the snake eyes. They so cold-blooded.
Until one day the bar got silent and you could hear a pin drop. The minute the Lynn walked in crying, and she said, I died. Someone tied him up and then they set him on fire. Damn, they found his body by the side of his complex. Whoever did it was a head and accomplice. But the cops just said it was a drug deal gone bad, trying to blame it on the drug problems. What I thought was all was they found an empty gas can in the storage compartment that had Lynn's palm prints. But it was her and Ike's face, so it wasn't enough to implicate her involvement. Case unsolved it. 2 weeks later, it would raise an eyebrow. But the burying him, everybody at the bar found out that Ike's friend Mark got married and then cold blooded.
Struggling, trying to stay alive. People plotting on your gravesite. So watch out for the snake eyes. They so cold-blooded. Despise snakes that were hiding, they strike, they so cold-blooded.